This episode of the Sportsman's Empire is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Since 1952, Interstate Batteries has been evoking compassion and a trustworthy spirit into the surrounding communities. Interstate Batteries is a mission-driven company fueled by purpose and guided by their values. If you need help locating a specific battery, stop into your local Interstate Batteries retail store and speak with a battery specialist. They even offer cell phone repairs. Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable.
I've been trying Underbrush from Nathan and Sons, and it's not really regular gum. It's remineralizing chewing gum, basically an oral care routine in gum form. You brush in the morning and at night, but after lunch, there's a big gap where most of us do nothing for our teeth. Underbrush is made for that moment. Chew it for 5 to 10 minutes, spit it out, and move on. Or keep chewing it if you like the feel of it. It's made with something called hydroxyapatite. That's the same mineral your enamel is made from, and natural saps like mastic and spruce. So it has a firmer, really satisfying chew. The company is only a few years old, and the team is literally making, packing, and shipping gum every day. So if you want a simple daily upgrade for your teeth, check out Underbrush from Nathan and Sons. Check them out today at nathanandsons.com.
Welcome to the Antler Up podcast, brought to you by Tethered, the world's best saddle hunting gear, and we got a great show for you all today. You're listening to the Antler Up podcast, where we dive into archery, hunting, and the mindset needed to elevate your game. Join us as we explore the latest strategies and gear to help you become the best hunter you can be, both in and out of the woods. Tethered is a team of saddle hunting fanatics with a passionate addiction to whitetail hunting. Designing and engineering products to be a more efficient and confident hunter, Tethered produces the most mobile, stealthy, and safest elevated hunting gear on the planet. Built by saddle hunters for the saddle hunter. Head over to tethernation.com to see for yourself what exactly I'm talking about. When you hit the woods, there's no room for second-rate gear. That's why I trust Huntworth. They build high-performance hunting gear that keeps you concealed, comfortable, and locked in without the ridiculous price tag. Whether it's lightweight gear for those sweaty September sits, rock-solid mid-season layers, or insulated late-season killers, Huntworth has the lineup to keep you grinding all year long. And every season, they're dropping new gear that's built for serious hunters who demand more out of what they wear. So if you're tired of paying for a logo instead of performance, it's time to upgrade. Head over to huntworthgear.com, check out the full lineup, and hunt prepared, hunt hard, hunt with Huntworth. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Antler Up podcast. And just want to thank you for tuning in this week. And wherever you're tuning in from, whether that be from work, whether it be you're heading out to shoot your bow, hanging a trail camera, mowing the yard, or just sitting down on the porch with a cup of coffee before the day gets going. So whatever you're doing, I appreciate you choosing to spend a little bit of your time with me. And, you know, I've always believed the hunting has never just been about hunting. And sure, we love chasing whitetails. We love the strategy, the scouting, the stories, the adventure, the challenge. That's what draws us in. But if we're paying attention, the woods have a way of teaching us things we really weren't maybe looking for at that time. Lessons about patience, about humility, about discipline, about gratitude, about who we are when no one else is watching. Those lessons don't stay in the woods. They follow us home, into our home, right? Our marriages, our relationships, into the way we parent, into, for me, the classroom, that's my job, into our careers, right? Into the conversations we have with people we love. And lately, that's what I've been thinking about, because I don't believe hunting simply changes the way we hunt. I believe it changes the kind of people that we become. And that's what today's conversation is about. So a few weeks ago, I released an episode called Becoming the Hunter the Moment Deserves. And if you've listened or if you haven't listened to it yet, don't worry. You don't have to pause this one. But when you're done, I'd encourage you to go back because these two episodes really belong together. In that episode, we talked about preparation. Not gear, not broadheads, not, you know, tree and, you know, stand locations. Preparation. Because I think we spend so much of our lives waiting for the moment, that moment when that giant buck finally shows himself, the moment when the wind is finally right, when all the scouting finally pays off, when everything we've worked for comes together. And I asked one question, when that moment comes, will you be ready? Not physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Will your daily habits have prepared you for the opportunity you've been praying for or hoping for, whatever category you want to go down for that one? Because confidence isn't something you magically find on opening freaking morning. Confidence is earned. It's one arrow at a time. It's one workout at a time. It's one scouting trip at a time. It's one decision at a time, right? Success in October is often built during the quiet mornings in July. And one line from that episode has stayed with me. The moment doesn't create the hunter. It reveals the hunter. That's the thought that has been bouncing around in my head ever since I hit stop on the recorder. Because as true as I believe it is, I realize it wasn't the end of our conversation. It was only the beginning. So over the last couple of weeks, I kept asking myself, okay, if preparation matters so much, what is it actually preparing us for? As I thought, the answer was obvious, a mature buck, right? A successful season, a filled tag. But the more I sat with it, the more I realized I was thinking too small about that because preparation isn't the destination, it's the process. And then one morning while I was out walking, one question came in my mind, a question I honestly haven't been able to shake. And maybe the better question isn't, will I be ready? Maybe the better question is, who am I becoming? Because all hunting, if all hunting ever does is help me kill another deer, then I think I've completely missed the greatest gift. I think one of the greatest misconceptions about hunting is that we believe we're out there looking for deer. And yes, technically we are, but I think something else is happening. Every single time we walk into the woods are quietly revealing us. Think about it, right? Who are you when your trail cameras go cold? Who are you when another hunter tags the buck you spent all summer dreaming about? Who are you when the weather doesn't cooperate, when you miss, when you get busted, when nothing goes according to plan? Because that's the version of you no one gets to see on social media. That's your identity, apparently. The woods have an incredible way of stripping away the filters. They don't care how much gear you own. They don't care how many followers you have. They don't care how many podcasts you've recorded or you've been on. Out there, it's just you, your thoughts, your preparation, your patience, your discipline, or maybe the lack thereof. And I think that's the one of the greatest gifts hunting gives us. It doesn't just test our skills. It reveals our character. So I want to tell a quick story. And if you've been a longtime listener, you've heard this story before. A few years ago, me and a couple of buddies scouted what I will call my home turf. And on my home turf is an area that I grew up hunting my whole entire life. I followed in my dad's footsteps, walking behind him, having him turn around, telling me to be a little bit more quiet as I'm sweating my balls off. Then I get into the homemade tree stand and I'm freezing balls. I'm so cold. That's the home turf. And as I grew older and grew into this role of being a podcaster, whatever it be, I got out there more. I started learning more, started making more mistakes. That's the fun part, right? So me and some buddies, we go out, we scout the home turf. It's a new area of the home turf. And day one, within a few hours, I get a buck on camera from that I just hung. And it's a buck that fires me up, not because of the antler size, but because it's like, man, this is something I've been missing here. And I've kind of had that feeling up to that point for a few years. There's something I'm missing here. My ADHD always wanted to kick in and go explore more and do things and never settle and sit and go just see more of it. Well, this opportunity came with my two buddies and we did that. Right away, that buck showed himself. A couple days go by and more bucks showed themselves on a different camera close by. Doing the whole little cluster of trail cameras. And man, was I excited. I've never been more excited about a deer season than that one. I finally had a chance at killing a big, mature PA whitetail mountain buck. So fast forward, hunted that a lot early season because, man, they were on camera. They were close. Showing up during the daytime, close to first light, close to last light, you name it. And all I needed was a north wind. I got that a lot, predominantly north wind in that area. So I took my time in places and tried not to booger. It was kind of hard to access because it was kind of flat compared to everything else on that mountain. And I shot a whitetail doe. Shot a doe. And I unfortunately did not recover that deer. I had a really great shot. Felt like I had a great shot. The process went really well. And I did not recover her. And it was very frustrating. I remember getting down thinking, man, I didn't get any penetration on that deer. And it really made me question a lot. But that's another story. So I left that area kind of go for quite some time. And I decided to go back out there when closer to the rut. So my dad and I go out, actually hunt that spot. And we had a pretty cool morning where he saw some deer early on, didn't get a shot opportunity. I saw a couple young bucks and some does and some chasing going around. I think about my setup now, and maybe early season, it wasn't the best spot, best location. During the rut, not so bad. And then I start hearing whistling, like someone walking through the woods and whistling on purpose. And lo and behold, one of the bucks that I had on camera, I could see the big white antlers trekking through the laurel, the thick brush that was ahead of me, where I was anticipating always seeing the deer come out of where the scrapes would be. And I see the antlers just coming through, and I thought to myself, holy cow, here's my chance. This individual who was whistling, who at first I was mad, and then I hear the thundering steps of multiple deer come barreling through. And I see him. And at this point, he's 30 some yards and he stops, doesn't come through the clear opening. And he turns and goes kind of towards where my dad was, or maybe in that vicinity. Never saw him again. I didn't know how to feel other than pissed off and frustrated. Right? Felt very pissed off, very frustrated. Why? Because I spent times. This was supposed to be my time. This was supposed to be my opportunity to kill that first mature, real mature mountain buck here in PA. And I'm saying supposed to, right? Because that's how I felt. I felt entitled. I felt like this, I needed to happen. Not so much, right? Thank God I played sports, and thank God I failed more than I had success in life, because I was able to get over that pretty quickly, right? All the time I spent scouting, all the time I spent studying which way, maybe thinking that deer would come from, I had the right wind, all that shit. It revealed, though, my character at the time. Made me take a good look, and that's a person I do not want to be. Where the definition of success in the moment was me arrowing that buck. Because now I look back and say, man, what a cool day that could have been with any deer, whether it be a buck, a doe. And I could have had a chance to sit there with my dad and enjoy that moment. Where I could have put on a great shot, recover that deer, watch that deer maybe drop in sight. So it doesn't matter what ended up happening at this point, but it revealed character and it revealed that I needed to make a change. So, you know, looking back at that story, I don't think it was ever really about the deer at the time that I thought it was. I thought the lesson was about strategy, timing, execution, because that's all that took up my time when I was podcasting with individuals. Yes, I wanted to know more. I wanted to be a open mouth to a fire hose with all that information to get out there and do it. But years later now, I realized something different. That hunt wasn't revealing the buck. It was revealing me. And it showed me that I attached my identity to success. It showed me how impatient I could be, how quickly frustration could replace gratitude, and how easy it was to let one hunt determine my attitude for an entire week, hell, for the entire season of making excuses. And I don't think I'm alone in that. I think a lot of us have done that. And that's okay. We've all allowed our season to define us instead of shape us. Somewhere along the way, I stopped asking, did I have a successful season? And I started asking, did this season make me a better human? Did this season make me a better man? Because I've tagged a great buck, but became impatient, selfish, distracted, or absent from the people I love. What was the real success there? The older I get, the more I realize the scorecard or the scoreboard, however you want to look at it, has changed. I'm measuring different things now. I'm more patient than I was ever before. And am I more patient than I was last season? Am I more disciplined? Am I more grateful? Am I more willing to listen than to prove what I know? Those are the things that last. And those are the things that hopefully we'll have some answers this year for myself. Those are the things hunting has been trying to teach me all along. When I first started Antler Up back in 2019, when I had my website and everything, I wrote an article at the time about how hunting, my hunting experience what the hell did I call it? Like 2020 or something like that. Vision or of how I look back and did not enjoy it as a young teenager, as a young man, like I should have, because of the emotional tie to it that I had to my dad at the time. Man, I said I played sports and I failed more than I had success, and it taught me so much, but it's made me a better person, and it's made me fight for what I have and for fight for who I want to become. And I'm not satisfied now. And I don't want to settle now to be a better person, to be a better dad, to be a better husband, because I'm trying to do that every day. Man, I'm still struggling with all those. And a lot, when I think back to what hunting has done for me, it's trying to teach me so much. One thing I've come to believe is this, though. The woods don't stay in the woods. They follow us home. The discipline it takes to wake up at 4 or earlier in the morning and put in the work shows up in how I prepare for my students, the patience it takes to wait for the right wind, shows up in my marriage, the consistency it takes to shoot my bow when no one is watching, shows up in my health and fitness, the humility of getting outsmarted by a whitetail or a damn turkey, shows up in how I respond when life doesn't go according to plan. Again, that's why I love hunting. Not because it guarantees success, but because it constantly reminds me that growth happens long before achievement. The woods have made me a better listener, a better observer, a more patient person, and I still have a long way to go. But I hope I'm becoming someone my family benefits from, not just someone who fills tags. Because if hunting only makes me better at hunting, I again have missed the point. If it makes me better at living, then it's given me something much greater than antlers. You know, I mentioned how I felt as a young kid towards my dad, and I'm sure at the time how much he probably cherished knowing I was up on the mountain with him. You know, I was very young, the typical like turn 12 or 13, and majority of the hunts he'd put me here, sit here, and I'll come back and get you. Nothing wrong with that. We had some hunts together, some really fun ones. Remember shooting a doe with the rifle and doing like a backflip, and, you know, lo and behold, a couple days later, shooting a buck and the buck flipping over, putting his antlers into the ground, into the dirt, and like flipping over. It was like the coolest thing at the time for me as a young boy. But I think about my daughters more and more every season. One day they'll be old enough to hear these stories, to see pictures, and maybe one day walk the same ridges. And I honestly don't think they're going to care how many inches my biggest buck scored. They're going to remember something much bigger, and they're going to remember how Dad carried himself. Did hunting make me more patient or more consumed with other things, gear, relationships with other people, social media? Did it make me more grateful or more frustrated? Again, there's nothing wrong with being frustrated at times, but to have it carry over, maybe you got to take a step back and look at the big picture, right? I don't want them to ask, did he come home with story or with excuses? Did he make time for us, or was he always chasing the next deer? Because whether we realize it or not, we're leaving a legacy every single day, not just with what we accomplish, but with who we become while accomplishing it. So here's what I'm going to ask you this week. As you're shooting your bow, walking your property, or checking your cameras out on public land, scouting a new piece of public land, or just dreaming about the first cool morning in October, ask yourself one question. Not where are the deer? Not how big is this buck going to be? Ask yourself, who am I becoming because I'm chasing them? Because I have a feeling if we answer that question honestly, it might change the way we hunt forever. One day, every one of us will hunt our last season. The hard part is we won't know it's our last while we're living it, right? There will be one final opening morning, our last climb into a tree, one last walk through crunchy November leaves, and one last sunrise that paints the woods in a way only God can. And someday, long after our bows are hung up, long after the trail cameras stop sending pictures, and long after the antlers have collected dust, the people we love won't gather around to talk about our biggest buck. They'll talk about our biggest impact. They'll remember how we treated people, how we loved our families, how we handled adversity, how we celebrated others, how we showed up, and maybe, just maybe, that's what hunting has been preparing us for all along. Not simply another season, but a better life. So as you prepare for this fall, keep putting in the work, keep becoming the hunter the moment deserves, but don't stop there. Keep becoming the husband your wife deserves, or your partner, the father your kids deserve, the friend your buddies deserve, the person your future self will be proud of. Because in the end, the greatest trophy we'll ever carry out of the woods won't be on our shoulders. It will be our character. Thank you for spending some time with me today. Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, keep asking bigger questions. And as always, antler up.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Antler Up podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. Please go check us out on our Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and at antlerupoutdoors.com. If you enjoyed this episode, go leave a review and subscribe for next week's episode. Until then, antler up.